You're listening to 88.5 FM. Keep listening for more of that great music you love here at WCGR.
Different night.
On a different night, just for this week.
People are probably confused. We should just let them know that we're not going to be on Thursday night.
This week,
but we will next week.
Correct.
So we have this hour from 10 to 11 here on Tuesday night, and then next week we'll be back to our normal schedule.
Right.
So don't freak anyone out too much, you know?
It's Halloween. We're supposed to trick people.
That's right, man.
There we go.
Nice. Halloween's actually tomorrow, though.
Oh, well.
Let me ask you this. How do they do it in Michigan? Do you go trick-or-treating the night before or the night of Halloween?
The night of Halloween.
Okay, because, I mean, down where I live, there's certain towns that go the night before, but then they'll also go on Halloween. So that's like cheating. That's like getting double the candy, which is, I mean...
That's definitely like getting double the
kudos
candy.
Kudos to those kids who show the dedication and stuff, man. But
right.
here's what I used to do. I'd rack up the costumes, right? And I'd go out like 2-3 different times in a different costume each time with a different bag, you know?
Especially like around here, they give away these huge chocolate bars.
Oh, I can only imagine.
You could do that, like...
I can only imagine.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So yeah, happy early Halloween to everyone.
All right, let's get this show started.
Let's do it.
Let's do it with the trivia.
All right, here's a trivia question for this week. Both Cougar basketball teams will be playing an NCAA Division I team next week in an exhibition. The men will be playing St. John's, and the women will be playing University of Illinois. When was the last time either Cougar team played a D1 opponent in a regular season game, and who was it?
Regular season game.
That's the key point there.
Right. For the Facebook update, we have 366 friends on Facebook. And for the Twitter update, we have 59. That's an addition of one.
Yeah, shout out to Adam Frederick. That kid actually got a Twitter just today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and some of the kids on Mary Martha were... Little peer pressure, you know?
Wow, that's good.
So, I mean, it's good peer pressure, though,
all
to
right.
get a Twitter.
Well, since you're peer pressuring people, I feel like you need to read the Bible verse.
All right, that's a good idea. Here's the Bible verse for this week. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. That is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16.
Awesome. It's kind of long, but I feel like there's a lot of meaning to it.
Hey, man, you're the one who chose it, so don't complain about it being long.
I'm not complaining. All right, so for the recap of sports, Jake, let's start off with women's cross country. That would be you.
Absolutely. Women's cross country on Saturday, October 27th, competed in the Northern Athletic Conference Championships. They got sixth place out of 11 teams. Alex Schmidt finished eighth overall with a time of 23 minutes, 58 seconds, with a pace of 6:25 mile. Kayla Canal finished 14th with a time of 24 minutes, 27 seconds. And she had a pace of 6 minutes 33 seconds per mile. Maggie Cusack finished 36 with a time of 26 minutes 28 seconds. Caitlin Zebert finished 45th with a time of 27 minutes and 13 seconds. The Cougars have off this week before the regional meet, which will be on November 10th.
So what about the women's volleyball team?
Oh, yeah, volleyball. All right, so volleyball team finished up their season this week. They started last Friday. They played University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. It was a 3-0 loss. Meryl Panotti had 14 digs. Bianca Gordon and Claire Mackey both had 6 kills. Jenna Box had 15 assists. And Sarah James had 6 digs. They also played North Park University. They lost 3-2, so it was a close one. Claire Mackey had 21 digs, 13 kills. Jenna Boggs had 14 digs and 45 assists. Bianca Gordon had 15 kills and 3 blocks. Sarah James had 13 digs. Sarah Brendel had 15 kills. And Meryl Panotti had 11 digs. They also played... on Saturday, the 27th, versus North Central College, they lost 3-1. Claire Mackey had 7 kills, Sarah Brendel had 6 kills, and Bianca Gordon had 5 kills. Jenna Boggs had 19 assists, and Megan O'Hara and Bianca Gordon both had 2 blocks. They also played the University of Chicago on Saturday and lost 3-0. Claire Mackey and Bianca Gordon had 4 kills apiece, and Jenna Boggs had 11 assists, and that closed out their season here in 2018. 2012.
The match on Friday versus North Park is actually really intense.
I bet. I mean, 3-2.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
All right. I'll take away for men's cross country. On Saturday, October 27th, they were at the NAC Championships in Mequon, Wisconsin. Team placed 7th out of 14, I believe. 12, 11 maybe. Somewhere in there. With 162 points, 10 personal best times. Christian Sorensen, 15th overall, with a time of 27 minutes and 22 seconds. Sal Montez, 27 minutes and 26 seconds, 19th place. Aaron Boyer, 29.07. Christian Rodriguez, 30.02. And Nico Valsalino, 33.11. And we didn't mention Ethan McBee, but he was in there also.
Yeah, those are those five people that we just named were the five that ran their best times of their career. So
okay,
Ethan McBee also had a pretty good time, I think.
Well, the Cougars have off this week before the regional meet on November 10th.
All right, football. Our football is 8-0 after a 26-13 win at Benedictine. We were actually losing 13-7 at half, so our defense didn't let up anything in the second half.
Awesome.
Offensive-wise, we had 344 yards, perfect balance, 172 rushing, 172 passing. Jake Kohler had 172 passing yards. He went 13 of 21, two touchdowns, three interceptions. He also rushed for 42 yards. Dre had 100 yards and a touchdown. Jamal Thomas had 52 yards on three catches. Trent Yancey had three catches for 51 yards and two touchdowns. Two kickoff returns for 2 yards.
Yeah.
I don't really know why we put that in there, but Mike Bailey had one catch for 39 yards. What about the defense?
Trent Yancey's kickoff returns were more than 2 yards. That was a screw-up.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. Football defense, they gave up 13 points in 328 yards, 132 passing, 196 rushing. Andrew Gleason led the way with 15 tackles. Rob Hammack had 14 tackles. Daniel DeBonnet had 13 tackles, 2 sacks for 24 yards. Matt Ralph had 11 tackles. Matt Ralph, the newly engaged Matt Ralph.
Congrats to him.
Congrats to Matt Ralph. Marty Beckman, 10 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss for 7 yards, 1 breakup, and 1 quarterback hurry. Pat Uglini, 9 tackles, 1 breakup. Chris Thompson, 9 tackles, a half a tackle for 1 yard, tackle for a loss for 1 yard. Marcus Frazier, 8 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss for 2 yards. Sam Keyes had 7 tackles. C.J. Deere had 7 tackles, half a tackle for a loss for 1 yard. Brett Banky had 5 tackles, 1 interception for 6 yards, which should have been to the house, and 1 quarterback hurry. And then C.J. Paisley had 2 tackles and 1 interception for 7 yards. Brett Banky's interception. The quarterback, Kyle, maybe? Kyle Schultz. He turned, looked, he saw, I think it was Debo right there, and he just threw it right to Brett. It was, like, sick. And Brett just took off like everyone in the world was chasing him. Ended up in the end zone by himself, and then there was a flag, and he turned around and was like, what?
So he didn't get the touchdown?
He didn't get the touchdown. It was really sad.
He still got the pick, though.
Right.
Which, I mean, if you're a defensive lineman and you get an interception, you're still pretty proud of that.
Oh, he was. He was pretty stoked.
Yeah.
So
after that game, the Concordia Cougar football team is 8-0 now. Two more games left in the regular season. We have, is it Lake Forest or?
Lakeland.
Lakeland here at home, and we'll talk a little bit about that. That'll be senior day, and then we'll have Maranatha Baptist Bible College after that. The final two games finish out the regular season. Have they clinched conference yet?
They will this weekend.
If they win. And I'm assuming if some other teams lose, we'll still clinch it. Because we're undefeated, you know. Every other
Wisconsin
team has...
Wisconsin Lutheran has one loss.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So let's cut to a commercial. Actually, just a song. This is Nelly with Just a Dream.
So, are we going into the upcoming week now?
Yeah, I'll take Wednesday. You ready?
Yeah.
Wednesday, October 31st. We got nothing.
Well, that's boring.
Thursday, November 1st, we have nothing.
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day.
And tomorrow is not only Halloween, it's Reformation Day.
Right.
Everyone remember that.
Everyone go prank Dominican.
Oh, Friday,
November 2nd, we got nothing.
All right, now Saturday, November 3rd, we have football here against Lakeland College. It's senior day. Lakeland's 2-6 overall, 2-3 in conference. They've been outscored 163 to 224.
That was my math. I don't know if that's actually correct.
All right. Well,
I'm pretty confident.
I trust you. Last year we won 21-7. Lakeland lost to Wisconsin Lutheran 27-17. We obviously beat Wisconsin Lutheran. They lost to Concordia Wisconsin 23-16. We obviously beat Concordia Wisconsin, and they lost to Aurora 56-17.
We guess what?
We beat Aurora.
We beat Aurora.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so you want to talk about the offense?
Yeah, I'll talk about the offense. 254.5 yards a game. That's 138.8 rushing, 115.8 passing, 20.4 points per game. Number 8, Dylan Van Striden, junior quarterback, 69 completions on 155 attempts, 926 yards, for an average of 115.8 yards a game, 4 TDs, 11 interceptions, sacked 20 times for 130 yards, rushed 127 yards for 411 yards, has 51.4 yards a game with 7 TDs, and 3 fumbles with 1 loss. Number 5, Kendrick Perks, sophomore running back, 146 rushes for 528 yards, 66.0 yards a game, 4 TDs, 7 fumbles, 5 loss. Number 12, Chris Jabberjaw. he is their wide receiver, 26 receptions for 352 yards.
I'd guess Jess Kolsky for that.
Whatever.
Okay.
He doesn't need his name. 44 yards a game with 2 TDs. Number 11, Norman Gunstead. 11 receptions, 221 yards, 27.6 yards a game.
Hey,
one
bro,
CD.
We got a caller before we move on to Lakeland's defense.
Who the heck is it?
I think it's maybe someone trying to answer our trivia question. I don't know. That's my hope.
Hello, you're on the Jake and Jake
I hope
show.
It's not the third Jake.
Hello?
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 Hi, this is Joshua.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, I got two things.
Uh-oh.
One, can you guys play We Are the Champions?
We don't really take song requests, Riley,
oh, come
but
on.
Thanks.
It's for my boys back in San Fran.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
Do you want to try answering the trivia question?
Sure, what's a trivia question?
Never mind then.
For real? You gotta go, Josh.
Thanks though, Riley.
Jeez.
Alright.
We are the champions? Like, what are we?
At least that's a sports song though.
Yeah, get out of here.
Alright.
Literally, get out of here. Bye.
Let's move on to Lakeland's defense here.
He's gonna talk about, I don't know, maybe football?
We're still waiting for someone to call in and answer the trivia question,
though.
You
want to read them the trivia question
again?
Yeah,
I'll read it again. Here it is. Both Cougar basketball teams will be playing an NCAA Division I team next week in an exhibition. Men will play St. John's University. Women will play University of Illinois. When was the last time either Cougar team played a D1 opponent in a regular season game, and who was it? So if you think you know the answer, please try and call in. Our number is 708-488-4242, or if you live on campus, you can dial extension 4242. Call in and answer that question. A couple weeks ago, we had a stumper, and no one even tried, so please try. So I'm going to go on to the defense here for Lakeland. They allow 343.4 yards a game, 124.4 rushing, 219 passing. They also allow 28 points a game. Key players for their defense are number 44, Bruce Romagnoli. He's a linebacker. He has 59 total tackles, 4.5 sacks for 13 yards, 10.5 tackles for losses, and 1 interception and 2 pass breakups. Number 23, Yafe Harvery, is a sophomore DB with 50 tackles, 2.5 sacks. 5 tackles for losses, 1 interception, 9 pass breakups, and 1 block. Number 16, Cody Lemke, is a junior DB as well. 48 tackles, 1 sack, 2.5 tackles for loss, 1 forced fumble, 2 interceptions, and 5 pass breakups. Also, number 39, Eric Lucht, junior linebacker, 45 tackles, 1 sack, 7 tackles for losses, and that pretty much rounds up their defense. Yeah, we got another caller coming in here.
Oh, perfect. Look at this.
Yep.
Great. Hello, thank you for calling the Jake and Jake Show. Who do we have?
This is Mitchell Wyatt.
What?
This is Mitchell Wyatt.
What's up, Mitchell Wyatt?
Well, I'd like to answer a trivia question.
All right.
All right, well, I'm going to have to say the Alabama Crimson Tide 2010, the score of 1-2. Old damn Tide.
We're going to have to go with no. That'd be a really entertaining basketball game.
I'm telling you right now, it is the Alabama Crimson Tide.
No,
Mitchell, I'm sorry, man. It's not Alabama Crimson Tide. You have a great night, though.
Well, a lot of people are going to hate me, but Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Mitchell Whiteside right there, everybody.
Bama. Roll Tide. All right, so are we going to – what do you want to do here?
Let's cut into a radio identification.
All right, let's do it.
Aloha. My name is Jeffrey Fatad Kepohoni Pihana Kalani Keali Ho'omalu Kabanteng Rafael. Known around campus as Aloha Jeff, I'm here representing the Cougar football team, and you're listening to the Jake and Jake Show on WCGR 88.5 FM, The Underground. Call in with any comments or questions at 708-488-4242, or if you're on campus, use extension 4242. Aloha.
And we're back.
Yes, sir. All right. What else we got?
On Saturday, we have the Dazzlers. They return to action with a football game and it being their senior day as well. And then we have Pep Band also. They're making their stop at the football game.
All right, well, we got November 4th.
Oh, Sunday, November 4th, we have Maroon Mayhem at 7:30 in the North Gym. I will start off at 7:30 with a alumni verse, student game. And then at 8:30 is when the Maroon Mayhem begins. The first 75 fans will get a free t-shirt. They're pretty awesome. I helped design them. Pep Band and Dazzlers will be there. You will get to meet the teams, the upcoming teams for the Concordia basketball season. And there will be a slam dunk competition with a three-point competition. It's pretty exciting. I'm pretty excited about it. Never mind.
Hey, will Charlie T be there?
I don't know. I never heard from his people.
Oh, so we don't know if he'll be attending?
Right. I mean, I never heard from his people.
I guess people are just going to have to show up and...
Find out. Right.
That's right. All right. So, Monday, the next day, there is...
Nothing.
But...
Tuesday.
Everyone get excited because basketball starts. Men's basketball.
Going to New York.
Is going to New York.
Possibly.
Wait,
possibly.
They don't know if they're going there?
Well, I mean.
What do you mean?
I don't know if you know this. There was a storm.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hurricane.
I thought it was downgraded to a tropical storm.
It was, but when it was on the ocean, it was still a hurricane.
Tropical Storm Sandy.
And so, New York's kind of underwater somewhat.
I didn't think about that at all.
Right, and so that might not happen.
Anyway, if everything goes to plan, we will be playing St. John's University at New York. Do they play Madison Square Garden?
They're not playing in Madison Square Garden. They sometimes
be so cool, though. But anyway, St. John's University will play them at 6:30. Anyone want to make the trip out to New York, it'll be at 6:30.
7:30 Eastern.
6:30 Eastern.
7:30 Eastern. I promise.
Oh, so it's 6:30 our time.
Right.
Okay. So anyone, they're a D1 school, so it's a pretty big exhibition game.
Right.
They were 13-19 last year. They didn't make the March Madness tournament, but that's all right. Obviously, their head coach, Steve Lavin, he's pretty big time.
He is pretty big time.
But so is our coach.
So is our coach.
That's right.
They have a connection.
They do? What's that?
Cancer. Prostate cancer.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
Oh, well, yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, two cancer survivors.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So do we have another caller?
Yep. Looks like it.
Oh, here he comes.
Wonder if it's Mitchell Whiteside again.
Hello, welcome to the Jake and Jake Show. Who do we have calling?
Hello! Is this the Jake and Jake Show?
This is the Jake and Jake Show. What's up with your Halloween voice, man?
This is Dick Vitale, baby! Okay, I got the answer to that trivia question!
Dick Vitale's on on our radio show.
Hey, Dick Vitale, before you answer our question, what do you think about our matchup against St. John's this week?
We're going to win, baby!
All right, Dick Vitale.
You want to take a shot at the trivia question?
Wait, Dick Vitale, don't you have a game going on right now?
I'm calling from the sidelines! It's halftime!
All right. Touche.
All right, so you said you have an answer to the question, right?
Concordia versus UMI, baby! They're fighting Illini!
When was this?
2007!
Incorrect.
You're wrong, man. Not the Blackhawks scored, but you're wrong.
Thanks for...
That's a bullshit, baby!
All right, have a great night.
Thanks for calling in.
Any guesses on who that was?
It was Dick Vitale.
Oh, I guess we'll find out who Dick Vitale is tomorrow at Halloween.
Obviously, yeah. But, anyway... Yeah, men's basketball Tuesday, St. John's University. What about women's basketball?
Women's basketball. They play, let's see, who do they play? They play at University of Illinois Expedition, 7 o'clock. And guess what, Jake?
What's that?
They're also a Division I team.
They are.
Yeah, do you have their stats? Any chance?
Yeah. They were 11-19 last year.
Mm-hmm.
They've already played Marion University this year, and they kind of crushed them, 89-37. So, but I'm confident in our team, you know.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling Dick Vitale would be too. Some other things about this year's U of I team for the women. Charisma Penn is one to look out for. I don't know, honestly, if she's going to be playing a whole lot of the game, you know?
Yeah.
Since it's kind of like a warm-up. But in that last game against Marion, she had 24 points and 16 rebounds. Also, watch out for sophomore Alexis Smith. She had 19 points, 5 assists, and 4 steals. And only one turnover, and it was her first start at point guard in her college career. So, also, redshirt junior Amber Moore had 12 points and 3 assists. And the U of I women have a new head coach this year, Matt Bolant. Bolant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you pronounce it, but yeah. So I don't know if it's a rebuilding year or I'm not sure.
Who knows?
But it's exciting. We play a D1 school and it's cool.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to give you a hint what's on Wednesday, November 7th and Thursday, November 8th. Guess what? It's the same thing.
Nothing.
All right. So let's actually, this past weekend was the end of the 2012 volleyball season. The women's volleyball team finished 11th in conference. They went 3-9 in conference and 5-21 overall. Meryl Panotti, number one junior, played in 25 matches, 86 sets, finished with 1 kill, 36 assists, and 264 digs.
Yeah, we also got Amy Fisher, who was a senior, number two. She played in 6 matches, 13 sets. She finished the year with 1 kill and 8 digs.
Alicia Savada, number 3 senior, played in 10 matches, 16 sets, 1 assist, and 7 digs.
Hannah Moody, sophomore, number 4, played in 9 matches, 18 sets, finished with 1 kill and 11 digs.
Savannah oh my goodness, I can normally say this.
Ashbaugh,
thank you. Sophomore number 5, played in 20 matches, 48 sets with 17 kills, 135 assists, and 36 digs.
Lisa Kohler, Jr., she played in 2 matches, 5 sets, and she had 1 kill.
Kristen Allen, freshman, number 7, 22 matches, 64 sets, 120 kills, 5 assists, 95 digs.
What are we on here? Angela Hennig?
Her roommate.
Okay. Freshman. It was Kristen Allen's birthday. Either last night or 2 days ago or something.
Well, happy birthday, Kristen
Allen. Yeah, so happy birthday to her. Angela Hennig, freshman, number 8. She played in 7 matches, 13 sets. She had 17 assists and 4 digs.
I'm on Sarah Brendel, correct?
Yeah.
Sarah Brendel, number 9, senior, 26 matches, 84 assists, 140 kills, 8 assists, 101 digs.
Maggie
Schold, freshman, number 11. She had no stats this year.
That's all right, though. She's a freshman.
Right.
Bianca Gordon, junior, number 12, 26 matches, 89 sets, 207 kills, 2 assists, 7 digs, 24 blocks, and an Athlete of the Week honor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sarah James, or as the banner in the gym says, Sarah D. James, senior, number 13, 26 matches, 88 sets, 2 kills, 11 assists, 156 digs.
Ashley Strawman, freshman, number 15. She played in 1 match, 1 set, didn't record anything, but again, she's a freshman.
I have Mary Umstead, freshman, number 16, 1 match, 1 set, no stats, but again, she's a freshman.
And she gets to have her own little, what do you call them?
Boot.
Radio identification.
Oh, she does have her own.
For here, for our show.
And guess what?
What?
She's also a dazzler.
Yeah. All right, anyway, Inez Carrasquillo. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Freshman, number 17. She played in 2 matches and 2 sets. No other stats for her.
Right. Cheryl Robichevsky?
I'd guess Robichevsky.
That's it, man. Why can I say these words? Senior, number 21. 23 matches. Oh, lying. Senior, 19. 23 matches, 72 sets, 63 kills, and 18 digs.
She also got an Athlete of the Week, too.
She was.
Claire Mackey, senior, number 21. She played in 23 matches, 88 sets. She had, I'm guessing she led the team, because she led the team just about every week in kills.
Right.
So she had 268 kills, 2 assists, 188 digs, and 3 blocks, and the last one.
Jenna Boggs, number 22, junior, 26 matches, 88 sets, 19 kills, 564 assists, 152 digs, and 2 blocks.
She was our setter, so she led our team in assists as well.
Right.
Yep.
All right, so Jake, take it away for the seniors.
All right, so the seniors we had for this year's 2012 volleyball team. Amy Fisher, senior, number 2. In her career, she played in 68 sets, 28 matches, finished her entire career with 8 kills, 5 assists, and 91 digs.
Actually, Amy Fisher was a transfer last year, so she only played for the Cougars for 2 years.
All right, so yeah. These are all Concordia careers.
Right.
So, for any other transfers.
Right. Alicia Savada, she's a senior, number 3, defense specialty. She finished with 30 sets, 23 matches, finished with 1 assist and 14 digs.
Sarah Brendel, number 9, she was an outside hitter. She played in 183 sets, 57 matches, Finished with 229 kills, 41 assists, and 165 digs.
Sarah James, senior, number 13, defensive specialty, 143 sets, 54 matches, finished with 4 kills, 12 assists, and 248 digs.
Cheryl Robicheski, number 19, she was an outside hitter. She played in 89 sets, 36 matches. She finished with 68 kills and 26 digs.
And Claire Mackey, number 21, senior, outside hitter, 291 sets, 86 matches, finished 685 kills, 9 assists, 503 digs, 18 blocks. And those, there are your 2012 senior Concordia volleyball team.
So good luck to all those.
And thank you.
Yep.
All right, well, we have 20 minutes to do the basketball preview for the 2012-2013 season. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
All right, we'll take it away for the men's.
All right, here we go. Last season, we finished 10-16, but we were 10-6 in conference. We finished second in the South Division and fourth overall. In the preseason, we are ranked fourth in the South. We're going to have some new players step up this year. Three of the top scorers from last year graduated, so it's going to be kind of like a transition year to these new guys, new faces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the returning players we have are number 2, junior Alfonso Dunbar. He's a guard. Also another guard, number 3, sophomore Brandon Johnson. Number 4, this year senior Marlon Villius. He's a forward. Number 5, you're going to help me with this name.
Sophomore?
Vic Muntumosi.
You said it right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's a guard. Number 10, sophomore Joe Pearson, who is also a guard. Three more guards coming up. Number 11, Arturo Houston.
AKA Jonathan.
Okay.
It's his inside joke.
Okay. Number 12, Kyrie Floyd.
Senior.
Who also plays forward and guard. Also number 15, a senior, David Baez.
Senior.
I said that.
I know, I'm just helping you out.
Number 20, sophomore Taylor Rawlings is a forward. Number 23, Jacob Oakley is a guard-forward mix. Number 25, Spencer Demuth is a forward. Three more sophomore guards to round them out. 34, Devin Jones. 35, Shalav Hogue. Shalev Hogue. And number 42, Cole Reindl.
Football player.
Who also plays football, which is impressive.
Yeah. And Jake, now who are the new faces on campus?
Oh, we got some new faces. Number 1, Marcus Elston.
Transfer.
Number 13, Brandon Stinson.
I'm pretty sure he's a freshman.
Number 24, Jeremiah Garman.
He's a freshman.
Number 30, Lakeith Lamonthe.
I'm going to go with freshman.
Yeah, I think so. Number 32, Joel Cosberg. I know he's a freshman.
Freshman.
Number 33, Mason Prowsey.
Transfer.
Number 44, Tyler Oden.
Freshman.
Number 45, Maurice Ferguson Evans.
Freshman.
Number 50, De'Ares Blackwell.
Freshman.
And number 55, Romel Brown.
Freshman. And now, if you watch the coaches' chat with Jim Egan today, he mentioned Tyler Oden and Darius Blackwell. He lives on my floor. I should probably know that, huh? He also mentioned a lot of the returning players and a lot of the transfers as well. So I'm looking forward to this season. I think we're going to have a bigger lineup.
It's going to be exciting.
These guys look big, just like looking at them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've seen him in the cafeteria a couple times. I'm intimidated by him.
Mason and Marcus, those two are like both 6'4", I believe. And then Marlon just plays a lot bigger than what he actually is. Kyrie's big, too. Kyrie's usually a guard, so Kyrie's like 6'1", 6'2", I want to say.
Yeah, man. I'm excited for basketball.
I'm excited for basketball, too, because basketball, you'll have more than one game a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and like, I don't know. Basketball's always exciting, I feel like.
Right. And so now I'm going to take way for the women's basketball. Last season finished 7-19 and 7-10 in conference. Finished third in the South Division and sixth overall. Preseason, we were picked fourth in the South. We have three returning starters, Christina Rickett, April Broska, and Cassie Kohler. For the returners, you have number 3, junior April Broska. She is a forward. Number 12, senior Stara Stitzler. She's a guard. Number 22, junior Dana Topp. She's a forward. Number 30, sophomore Cassie Kohler. She's a forward. Number 32, senior Christina Rickett. She's a guard. And number 34, Sydney Weezer. She's a forward. For the new faces, you have Jessica Ginky. Number 4, she's a transfer from Lakeland. Number 5, Desmond Cheney. Number 10, Kelly Castilla?
I don't know.
Okay. Number 11, Chanel.
Delma Chowich?
Okay.
That's my guess.
Okay. Number 13, Rachel Smith. Number 14, Angelique Young. Number 15, Kristen Shaminko. Number 21, Hannah Rommel. Number 33, transfer from Concordia Irvine, Ariel Dural Duran. And number 40, Maggie Quilter. Players to watch. Just joking. What am I doing?
Yeah, easy, man.
What am I doing?
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Right.
So, yeah.
Jessica Ginky was in, I want to say she was in the top 15 for points last year at Lakeland. She also averaged 9 rebounds a game for Lakeland. So she's going to be a huge...
she's tall.
She's going to be a huge player.
She's in one of my classes.
Is she?
And she's tall, yeah.
You should get an interview with her.
I'll try.
Or yeah. At least like a radio identification.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I went to school with April, so that's pretty cool.
April...
Broska?
Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I like a lot of the freshmen, too. They're really nice, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pick a favorite. That'd be biased, I feel, so I probably won't.
Yeah, it would be a little biased.
I can tell you that I gave one of them a tour.
Which one?
Angelique Young. Me and her dad had a long talk about the NBA at lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really funny.
Hey, did you know that the NBA started tonight?
I don't care.
Why?
Because it was actually Angelique's dad's favorite player that kind of left with cramps, so I'm not a big fan of him. So, not her dad, but of the player.
Who's the player?
LeBron. LeBum.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of LeBum.
I haven't been a big fan of him since he left Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. True topic.
Yeah. Anyway.
Can you believe it's 10:48?
Yeah, man.
Where'd time go?
And we haven't had anyone call in and try and answer the trivia question.
Which is?
Which I'll say again.
Good.
Both Cougar basketball teams will be playing an NCAA Division I team next week in an exhibition. Men will play St. John's, women will play U of I. When was the last time either Cougar team played a D1 opponent in a regular season game, and who was it?
There it is.
So answer that. Come on, guys.
All right, we're going to cut to a song. A
song, yeah.
Here it goes.
It's already
again.
Playing. So.
Oh, no. Okay, go. The edge of reserve. we're back.
Yes, sir.
Don't have time to take all the classes you need during the semester. Are you trying for an alternative opportunity to take classes and earn the credits you need? Concordia University is known, is now offering online summer classes for students who want to get ahead. CU in the Summer Online provides students with an engaging and quality education experience without having to leave their home. Register online today at cuchicago.edu/academics/cu-summer-online.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So for the players to watch this week, we're going to do all seniors.
Yeah, we're just going to make it all the seniors. And I'm going to attempt to name them all. Number 1, Jamal Thomas. Number 2, Trent Yancey. Number 3, Sam Key. Number 5,
Adam Armhammer.
Number 6, Daniel DiBenet. Number 7,
CJ Deer.
Number 10, Joseph DiMalo.
Number 15, Jacob Kohler. Number 20, Matt Rolfe.
Yep. Let's see who the rest of them are. Number 44, Marty Beckman.
Number 49, Chris Thompson.
Number 52, Robert Hammock.
Number 62, Chris Bruni.
Chris Big Dog Bruni. Number 68, Anthony Pinella.
Number 73, John Mueller.
J-Bone.
And I believe that's it.
That's it.
So props to you guys.
Yeah.
Good luck this weekend.
Have fun on your senior day.
Yeah. Let's go 9-0, guys.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So that's our football players to watch. For our Dazzlers, we have Sarah Monger. She's a senior Dazzler for 4 years. And so she's one to watch this weekend. Pep Band, do you have one?
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Aaron Bean. Bean. There we go.
You know what? I don't really like him because he got me in that gotcha game.
Oh, well, that's who we're going to pick. And then for our Bible verse, it's 1 Peter 1, verse 13 to 16. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. So yeah, that ends the show, guys.
Wait a second, man. We're not done yet.
6 minutes.
We still got to remind some people to, couple minutes, try and call in and at least give it a shot at the trivia question. Also, friend us on Facebook, Jake and Jake Show on Facebook. We have 366 friends.
I got something. Vote for Coach of the Year every day if you have a Twitter. Obviously, you're voting for Coach Priest, and you need to do this every day because we are currently, I believe, we are in fifth. That's fifth for Division III. So that's huge.
Honestly, and for us, that's pretty amazing, you know? Because we're not a big D3 football school,
No, not at all.
So
it's so cool that we're fifth. And actually, fourth is 461. Jim doesn't even matter. From John Hopkins University, Lonnie Priest has 448 votes. I mean, that's not that far off either. So we could actually catch that. And even University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, they're nationally ranked in Division III. They're at 615. So
is that Mount Union, is their coach number one?
No, it's actually North Central College and then Lake Forest, the team we actually beat.
Really?
Know, Lake Forest, yeah.
Really? Keep voting for Coach Priest. Get that Cougar Nation pride going.
Right.
See if we can get a win for Coach of the Year.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool. And Coach Priest is a great guy, too, to give it to.
Actually, the sixth guy, he has 446. So we're winning by two. So definitely vote.
Yeah.
Vote tonight, even, and then vote in the morning.
And then vote tomorrow.
And then
vote the next day.
Right.
And the next day. When does voting close, do you know?
No idea. Probably after the season.
So just keep going until...
Yeah, we need as many as possible for real, though.
Keep going until Christmas, even if it doesn't count, you know?
Right.
That'll show your...
You're active.
Your football pride.
Right.
But as I was saying before you interrupt me...
Sorry.
We got 366 friends on Facebook, so friend us on Facebook. Also, follow us on Twitter. We have 59 followers. Again, a shout out to Adam Frederick for giving us a shout out. Following us. What am I saying right now?
Who knows?
But yeah, thanks for following us, man. And,
wait! This might be it.
This is a buzzer beater.
Welcome to Jake and Jake Show. Who do we have on the phone?
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Rob.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, other Jake?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, good. I'm just glad to be on the show.
Hey, Rob, do you
got it in the very last second, man.
Good.
Rob, do you have a guess for us?
I think the last time they played was in 1932 against South Central Louisiana State University.
You were so close.
Oh, my good. How was I close?
You were pretty close. Yeah, I mean, you're the closest one so far.
Oh, yes. Do I get a prize?
No, you're still wrong.
But I was the only one who guessed, so I come in first.
Oh, actually, John Hoffman. Congratulations on John Hoffman. I just saw that you voted for Lonnie Priest, so you got a shout-out, too.
Good job, John.
Okay, so did I lose?
Yeah, you lost, man.
Okay,
Okay.
Wait, there's people running at me. They want to talk.
Oh, no.
Hey, Jake, it's John. I just want to say thanks for that shout-out.
Hey, thanks for voting, John.
No problem, man. Where's my shout-out? I vote every single day for Coach Priest.
Who is that? This is Jeff Dwyer?
The one and only.
The one and only Jeff Dwyer. Well, Jeff, you have a shout-out, too, now.
And Tone Zone wants a shout-out.
Tone Zone doesn't get a shout-out.
By saying that, you indirectly gave him a shout-out. Joke's on you.
All right, I love you, Daddy. I'll see you later.
I'll see you in an hour.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Floor's going crazy
that's
without you.
That's yeah, obviously.
All right, so real quick, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Jake and Jake WCGR. Listen to our podcast on iTunes. Listen to our show next week, Thursday at 10, normal time. This is the Jake and Jake Show. See you guys next week.
We're out. Have a great week, guys. Go Cougars.